Industry damage, 106 million baht. State rice sales put on hold by Post reporters. Flooding in northern, northeastern, and central Thailand is estimated to have cost the manufacturing sector 106.41 million baht in damages, with 259 factories in 32 provinces affected. The flooding has also prompted the government to halt sales of rice from state stockpiles because of concern about a local shortage. The government has about 2 million tons of rice in its stocks, down from 6 million early in the year. Preliminary estimates by the Agriculture Ministry show the floods damaged 5.3 million rye, most of it rice land. Output from the main rice crop may decline by 1.5 million tons from 23 million last year. Flooding has also cut fresh vegetable supplies by about 30%, pushing up prices by 10 to 20%. However, the Internal Trade Department said the prices were still lower than during the vegetarian festival earlier this month, when prices typically rise by 30 to 40% on high demand. Gasagon Research Center forecast total flood-related damages between 9.1 billion and 24 billion baht, trimming GDP growth this year by 0.1 to 0.2 points to between 6.8% and 6.9%. Wittun Simachokadi, permanent secretary for the Industry Ministry, said its survey of ministry offices in 75 provinces showed 165 factories affected by the floods, 51 small and medium enterprises, and 16 OTOP producers. The damage from flooding in 17 central provinces stood at 50.7 million baht, in 8 northern provinces at 52 million, and in 7 northeastern provinces at 4.3 million baht. The sugar industry appears to have been spared, though, with only 16,000 rye of cane plantation areas damaged out of a nationwide total of 6 million. Mr. Wittun said cane crushing for the next season would start on schedule in December. It could take months for some of the province's affected factories to resume normal operations. Currently, most factories are not operating at full capacity. Some don't even have any workers at all, as the water has just subsided for 2 days.